Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a spirited discussion with the chair of Nevadans for Sound Government. Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
And boy, is George Harris a rabid Newt Gingrich supporter, even getting me to wave this Newt Gingrich armband around.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Aaron Johnson, Steve Robinson, and Verita Black Prothro. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program George Harris. He's the chair of Nevadans for Sound Government. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
I appreciate you having me back. It's always great to visit you.
Now, you are volunteering for the Newt Gingrich campaign, correct?
I'm a co-national finance chairman there, so I think there's three of us. So I feel really good about that. I was asked to do that by Newt, and I feel good about that. And I did a fundraiser for him in my restaurant in Las Vegas.
A fine restaurant.
Nice restaurant. And I think you have some pictures.
We'll be putting stuff up. Don't worry.
We had Bentley the chimpanzee come to just lighten the mood. And there should be a picture with Irma and Bentley. And then there's a picture with me and Newt, and a picture with Sheldon, Newt, and I, and the other people that were there.
And that'll be Sheldon Adelson,
yes,
who put up $5 million to the PAC that is supporting, the super PAC that's supporting.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
You only believe it?
Well, no, that's I'm not involved with that. So
all right, well let's that's right, because that has to be a separation between the PACs and the candidates. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on. These debates, it's like the Obama campaign can just sit back and take notes from each one of these debates about, you know, how they're going to write the commercials, because all of it's being presented right up there on the stage.
Well, they can write the commercials any way they want. Look, people care about one thing right now. That's jobs. People care about bringing this country back to financial stability. Okay? And Newt Gingrich is the guy that can do that. Newt Gingrich was a congressman. With the Reagan Revolution, they created 16 million jobs with their policies. When he was the Speaker of the House, he balanced the budget 4 years in a row, and his policies created another 11 million jobs. You put someone
in
charge.
And who was the president then?
Clinton was the president, but guess what?
Okay.
Clinton didn't control Congress. The Republicans controlled Congress, okay? And Clinton deserves a lot of credit, but Clinton had no choice but to go along with the Speaker and the Republican Revolution. He had no choice.
Well,
so
why do you think Romney is polling around 40% now that he's risen?
Well, not after last night, he's not. Let me tell you.
Well, we haven't seen any polls yet.
Well, and I'm telling you, I've seen the overnight polls, and I'm telling you it's a game changer. And I'm telling you, if you give Newt Gingrich 30 seconds in a debate, he's great. If you give him a minute and 30 seconds, he's going to put everybody else to sleep. Because he is a guy that has the ability, the personality, and the infrastructure to be able to handle this presidency, to be able to handle Barack Obama, and to bring our country back to where we need to be, because we're in trouble right now.
Well, since you're one of the national co-chairs of fundraising, how do you feel about the citizen outreach Supreme Court decision that allows for one individual such as Sheldon Adelson to put in $5 million and literally save a candidate? Because out of Iowa and New Hampshire, some of these candidates wouldn't have had the money to play in South Carolina and would already have been eliminated. And now we have one individual that can keep a presidential candidate in the race.
Well, first of all, that's nonsense. It's not one individual. And I'm fine with... But he's not the... Newt Gingrich has raised millions and millions of dollars. He's raised far over $5 million, and this is a large contribution, and thank goodness for that. Thank goodness we have an entrepreneur in the state of Nevada named Sheldon Adelson. Thank goodness he's created over 25,000 jobs in this state and allowed people to make phenomenal livings, okay? And thank goodness, okay, that we live in a country that you're allowed to express your political views, and that the government... Now, you know what? Let's talk about your candidate. Let's talk about Barack Obama raising over $1 billion. It's and you're talking about $5 million to
okay,
a billion.
Let Marlene respond.
Excuse me a minute. So you're saying you support the Supreme Court decision, and your candidate Newt Gingrich does not support that. He says he would like these independent PACs to be out of it. All the candidates agree
that they would rather run their own. First of all, you're putting words in my mouth. I never said I supported this.
Thank God for
Sheldon Adelson. Thank God for anybody. That doesn't mean I support the decision. But the Supreme Court made the decision. It's the law of the land. And if you work within the law and you're not breaking the law, there's nothing. Did they break a law? Have they broken a law?
No. Thank you.
They have not broken a law. They are donating money within the confines of the law, and people should be allowed to do that. If the Supreme Court did not want this to happen, it wouldn't happen. So I'm very happy that we have a country.
I was asking you if you agreed with the Supreme Court decision. Do you agree that corporations are individuals?
Oh, I absolutely agree corporations are individuals. They're individuals in the state of Nevada. LLCs are individuals. Why wouldn't they be?
Well, and hang on. I do want to interject something here for both of you, which is that each candidate has the ability to have a super PAC. The largest super PAC of all will be President Obama's super
PAC.
Correct,
with over $1 billion.
So, you know, I think it's not like it's an unlevel playing field for the candidates and their super PACs.
No, it is not an unlevel playing field. But
so
the point I'm trying to make is that the problem is the money in politics. With this Supreme Court decision...
What would you do?
I would...
And by the way, there's a whole bunch of liberals on the Supreme Court that ruled in that favor. But what would you do?
I would not allow, even as Montana has done, they've limited corporate contributions. And after Watergate, the changes in federal law limited corporate contributions. And now we have this Supreme Court decision has allowed one person to literally turn the course of a presidential campaign.
That's not true. First of all, that's just not accurate. But in the past,
we've had Club for Growth, we've had George Soros, we've had Tea Party Express out of Sacramento.
But nothing like this.
You know what? She's absolutely right. There's nothing like this.
And on that note, I want to hold it where you said she's...
20 times the amount of money that Sheldon Adelson ever gave.
Hang on a second. We're going to take a break on the point where you said she's right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada. representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on the George Harris Marlene Lockhart, Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris, chair of Nevadans for Sound Government and representing the Newt Gingrich campaign.
Newt came out of Iowa seemingly appearing to be very bitter at Romney for his super PAC ads that were run against him in Iowa, and denounced Romney and said that he should demand that they be taken down off the television stations. Yet now in South Carolina, Gingrich has done exactly the same thing to Romney with an ad that they even that got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. So isn't he now doing his super PAC doing
Let's move from this nonsense. Politics isn't beanbags. Mm-hmm. He tried to take the high road from the beginning of the campaign, didn't want to say anything negative. They blistered him and he's blistered back. But let's talk about the facts of what we're doing here. The speaker is here to put people back to work. He is here.
Does he have the temperament to be president?
He absolutely has a temperament to be president.
When he reacts in such a volatile way,
It's not volatile. People are looking at you and I right now, and they're thinking that you're angry. And then when I answer you, they think, "Listen,
but I'm not running for president."
But let's talk about what the important issue here is, which is putting Americans back to work. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the man who has the capacity and the ability to do that, which is Newt Gingrich. Let's talk about people who support him, if you want, all day long. Which is Sheldon Adelson, who is a guy who's created 25,000 plus jobs. Let's talk about how we're going to get people back to work, because that's what the issue is. Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to go in and we're going to change some of these regulations that has crippled the banking industry. Remember Sarbanes-Oxley? Do you remember all the Democrats saying, listen, we're doing this because no chairman of any corporation is going to be able to say, I don't know where the money went. And what happened 2 weeks ago when John Corzine went in front of Congress and they asked him where the $1 billion went? He goes, we have no idea where the $1 billion went. You know
so
why?
You're
because
really
Sarbanes
go easy on the banks after what we just went
you know
through
what I'm going to do
with all the banks?
I'm not going to do anything.
You think they need to have less regulation?
I think that regulation is crippling this country. I think
name the top three regulations that are
Sarbanes-Oxley, the latest banking nonsense. I think this stuff that freezes money. Banks can't loan money. Look, I need money. I employ a lot of people, okay? And I don't have a bank line of credit because banks aren't allowed to loan money to restaurants because we're considered too high risk. And it used to be, look, you have to take risk. So now it's a fist fight every day for me to keep people employed. And I'm proud to sit here and tell you I've never laid anybody off, okay? And you know that. You've been to my restaurant, Sam, and we employ over 80 people. It's a tough world out there now. But it's a tough world because when I go to my banker and I say, hey, could you give me a line of credit? He looks at me and says, well, here's the problem. We have to have X amount of money to hold all these loans, to do all this, and we can't do anything because the FDIC has tied our hands. There's too much regulation. We are drowning in regulation.
But the banks are not lending the money. What they're doing is they're investing in safe investments.
No, the banks are doing what the government has told them they have.
Borrowing at 0%.
Doesn't matter.
They're borrowing at 0%.
The banks are loaning the money back to the government.
Right.
The banks
exactly.
get the money in the morning. The government borrows the money for 24 hours, and it goes back in the banks. We've got to get the government out of business. That's the problem here. We need to create jobs. Do you know there are so many people out of work right now? And this mentality of, you know, let's just keep people on the dole. People don't want to be on unemployment. People want a job. They want self-respect. They want to be able to work.
But that's private industry's job, is it not?
Private industry can't create jobs, Sam, if there's no ability, because the government puts so many regulations in front of them. You can't be entrepreneurial when the government stops you from being entrepreneurial.
I don't think that's true, George.
It's
You're an
totally
entrepreneur.
True.
I'm an entrepreneur.
And
we
fight every day.
Yes, we do.
Say what you're saying, Sam.
Yes, we do.
We find ways around the government who's blocking our ability to create jobs.
We find ways around every blockage that comes up, whether it be from the private industry or whether it comes from the government or the banking industry.
Sam,
that's the very definition of an entrepreneur.
That's a correct statement, but here's the problem. Every single day, the money gets tighter and tighter and tighter. So the way we have to go around the system is, if the bank doesn't give us money, we have to go to private investors. Well, now private investors are going, look, there's no, we absolutely have no idea what's going to happen 6 months down the road, so we're not going to invest our money. It's a vicious cycle. Now, we have
that
a guy.
I don't disagree.
We have
Apple's
a guy
on,
that's
what,
running for president
dollars?
Named Newt Gingrich. Okay, I got a nice Newt Gingrich band here. Says "Root for Newt." All the cool kids are wearing this, and this is a guy that people are going to get behind. You saw his performance last night, but that wasn't a performance. That's how the guy is every single day of the week. That's how he thinks. He's a historian. He knows how we're going to fix this country, and this country's in big trouble.
Let's switch just a minute to what happened this weekend with the conservative group that met, with the debate that Santorum got the support of the
evangelicals,
and something happened after some people left. Can you give us an inside?
Well, I don't really have an inside. I have as much information as you do. I wasn't down there. I can tell you this: Republicans tried with a moderate, and his name was John McCain. We all got behind John McCain last election, and we got our butts whooped, okay? There's no difference between Mitt Romney and John McCain, and that's why conservatives are hunting for some. We're hunting for a stark contrast between the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
We've got about 30 seconds.
Okay, and the Republicans. And that stark contrast is Newt Gingrich. He's a man who's balanced the federal budget 4 years in a row when he was Speaker. He's been responsible for creating millions of jobs.
But
and this is
didn't
the guy that
conservative
that will
group pick
this,
Santorum?
It doesn't matter. This guy, and you
isn't
know what?
Isn't he the guy they're searching
Listen,
for?
He's not the guy they're searching for. And last night's debate proved that. And if you talk to those same people today, they're going to be telling you, we should have went with Newt Gingrich. We should have always known that he's the true conservative in this race. He's a guy that can create jobs, and that's the number one issue here. Who's going to be the guy that goes into office the first 20 minutes he's in office and start making changes to create jobs?
You're
to
saying
put
Ron
people
Paul
back
isn't
to work.
A true conservative?
I'm saying that I want someone that's going to create jobs and make this place the place we need to, that we can be proud of again. And the only guy in this race of all the candidates, Democrat and Republican, is Newt Gingrich.
All right, that's where we got to leave it.
Thank
spirited
you.
Discussion, you guys. We'll be right back on Nevada News Vegas with round three after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us,
Marty,
people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Are you unhappy with the way you look? Do you wish you could fit into your old clothes or the latest fashions? Introducing Crave Aid. Crave Aid is simple and easy to use. Simply remove your Crave Aid from the handy carrying case. Gently clip the Crave Aid to the tragus of your ear for just a few minutes before meals or craving. It's just that easy. Crave Aid uses the ancient Chinese principles of acupressure that stimulates the acu-hunger point on the tragus of the ear, which studies have been shown can aid in curbing your appetite. If you are truly motivated to start losing weight, the Crave Aid might just be what you've been looking for. The Crave Aid's lightweight and elegantly designed so it can go anywhere you go. To order Crave Aid, have your credit card ready and call 1-800-503-3080. That's 1-800-503-3080. Or send check or money order to Crave Aid, P.O. Box 7726, Van Nuys, California, 91409. To order Crave Aid and get a second Crave Aid free. Just pay additional shipping and handling. 30-day money-back guarantee.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Steve Robinson is here, Senior Advisor to R&R Partners. Frieda Black-Perthrow is Business Manager for Nevada Arrhythmia Services. And Orrin Johnson, Republican activist and publisher of orrinjohnson.com. Pleasure to have you all here. So I wanted to discuss what's going on in this Republican campaign with everybody savaging Mitt Romney for making money and running a successful company. And it just seems to me to be bizarre, because when you think about it, you know, one of the reasons why the death tax has been such a big deal with regular people is everybody in this country thinks at some point they're going to be rich, and so they don't want to get taxed on that money. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, obviously, over the last couple of days, it's backfired on Gingrich. He's gotten across the board conservative criticism for what he said. You know, from Rush to Fox commentators, I think, and even some of the candidates themselves have come back. So it's backfired on him. Long term, though, my concern as a Republican is that it will be used in the fall campaign by the president. Because that's his, obviously, that's going to be his theme. And to be able to do spots in commercials that replay our own guys criticizing our candidate, if in fact Mitt is the candidate, can be very detrimental.
You know, it was funny. I was talking to some folks involved with the Obama campaign yesterday, and I said literally the same thing that Steve's saying, is that the Democrats really don't have to do very much. They can just take all of this stuff that's being spewed out right now, and those are the commercials.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think the problem that the Romney campaign has with this is that they are saying that Mr. Romney created all these jobs, when in fact what venture capitalists do sometimes is create jobs, but more often than not, it's they go in, they take a company apart, and you know, pieces go here, pieces go there. Sometimes wages go up, sometimes wages, or usually wages go down, benefits go away, and jobs go away. And so when you tie that to job creation, I think, you know, if that's your mantra, and that's not usually what happens with those types of acquisitions, then that's one of their problems.
One of the things about job creation, you know, Staples was a success story for Bain Capital, but I look at Nevada and look at a company like Caesars Entertainment that's owned by TPG and Apollo, two huge multi-billion dollar companies that came in, did essentially the same thing, but were very successful and very clever. For example, when Harrah's was looking at the time, it was Harrah's bankruptcy, TPG and Apollo that owned that company were buying their own debt at 10 cents on the dollar, so if the company went broke, that they would still own it. I mean, there's a lot of cleverness that's involved in this.
Well, and there's a lot of regulatory process that allows for some of these loopholes. This is one of the problems with big government, when people complain about these big Wall Street companies. But look, to Mitt Romney's experience, his entire resume, his entire wealth is created by taking failing organizations, going in and sometimes ruthlessly tearing them apart when they need to be torn apart and making them successful in many cases. Is there a better resume bullet? Is there a better description for what we need for the President of the United States right now? We have an overbloated federal government that's in a lot of ways failing, and Romney's essentially a fix-it man. And so that is actually, to me, a compelling reason. Now, I'm not sure that he's making that case as well as he can, but I'll say this. Every one of those folks that's out there criticizing, as you said, Romney for making money, is that they are finally uniting conservatives around a single candidate. It's just kind of ironic that they're uniting them around Mitt Romney. And I just want to say at the outset, I'm helping coordinate the caucuses for Washoe County Republican Party. I'm not affiliated with any campaign, but I just want to make sure that that disclosure is out there.
Well, it's interesting. I watched the video that the Super PAC put together against Mitt Romney, and it's interesting because it's very well done. And you can sit there and watch it as a documentary. Of course, it's a very slanted documentary, but it has a lot of regular folk in there who may have lost their jobs. But in some cases, companies are going to go out of business if they're not bought and fixed in some ways. That's just part of being in a capitalist society, isn't it, Steve?
Well, one of the people I heard yesterday was Jack Welch, who's
the former head of GE.
Who I think is a great guy. But anyway, he was talking about his experience when he went in as a fixer for GE, whatever it was, 25 years ago. He completely decimated middle management ranks at GE, turned the company completely around to what it is today. Of course, he left a few years ago. But that's exactly what, as you said, I think we want in a president. And that's been the criticism of Mitt Romney, is that he's too timid. And what he does, if he is elected, he would go in and not do enough. But this, I think, helps show that, in fact, he can take things apart and fix things.
And so, in this point then, basically what's being created is a backbone for Mitt Romney.
It could be. It just depends on how the average voter sees it. When you look at who his base of support, who Mr. Romney's supporters are, they're usually people who make $200,000 and above. Well, there are a heck of a lot more people who make far less than that. So if those people don't see that as a message of something that can help them, propel them forward somehow, I'm not sure how effective it will be in a general election.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. Thoughtful discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $19.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
If you've been in an accident, you don't have to go it alone. I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. I'll take care of you so you can get well.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorneys David Houston and Scott Freeman at its new time, Sundays at 3:30 p.m. here on KRNV News 4.
Discover the passion. Vanessa, Nights of Fire, opening in the El Dorado showroom January 24th. Call 786-5700.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $19.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And coming up tomorrow, Economic Development Czar Steve Hill.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.